This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is time to ask the CLO. This is from Caprice in Jonesboro. Caprice writes, my husband got a loan from a credit union to buy his daughter a car. The car is in his ex-wife's name, and he is the co-signer. I'm not even mad. I'm hurt because I had to find out from his ex-wife. Why is he doing things without telling me?
Obviously, because he didn't want to hurt you. That's his thing. That's why, that's his reasoning. What? Well, she said, I'm not even mad, I'm hurt. Why is he doing stuff without telling me? And that's why he did it. Because he knew, first of all, you was going to be mad. Secondly, he would have had to run it by you to get approval, and there probably would have been some debate and argument about it. What he wanted to do was help his daughter out. Now, how he did it, by putting it in his wife's name and co-signing? Okay, dog, that's a little crazy. Because it just seemed to me like you could have put it in your name, co-signed for it, and gave the car to your daughter. If you're going to put it in your wife's name, your ex-wife's name, yeah, so she could give it to the daughter, it would have been a smarter move if you put the car in your name, signed for it, and then gave it to your daughter. It would have cut out a lot of mess. But you've intertwined that ex, and that's what created your problem, dog.
Who couldn't wait to tell the current wife?
Oh, couldn't wait. Rub this in your face.
Yes.
Oh, you got him, but where he want to be is with me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, that's, he's still spending money on me. Whew, he was a good man.
Moving on to Aaron in Nashville.
Girl, you're so lucky.
Uh-huh. Aaron writes, I have a full-length mirror by my bed, and when my boyfriend and I have sex, he loves to watch himself. He said it helps him with his technique and form. I told him that it's sex, not weightlifting. Why is he focused more on himself than on me?
Well, listen to this logic. Mm-hmm. This is the male logic. If he's thinking it helps him with his form and technique.
And technique, yeah.
Then you, if that were true, would be the beneficiary of this outstanding form and technique. But let me tell you why he's really looking in that mirror.
Tell it.
Because it helps him stay prepared. If that's the best way to say it. It helps him be able to perform longer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He a young boy, though. Yeah. I've been gay. Yeah. Mirror.
Yeah.
Been that day.
What, nephew?
He young. Yeah. He young. You get my age. You know, that mirror don't help no more. It's just,
no.
You see too many flaws. It's too much going on. You can't.
It's depressed. Makes you depressed.
My flaw, her flaw. It's just,
it's hard to focus looking to the side, too. It's hard. You can't really take care of your duties that's right in front of you looking off to the side.
What are you thinking when you see what you see in the mirror? Off to the
side.
That is
not the chest I thought I had. That is not the chest. Ooh, my legs need work. This is crazy.
All of the above. All right. So that's why Aaron in Nashville. Moving on to Leslie in Teaneck. Leslie writes, my boyfriend loves to FaceTime me and watch TV with me and then fall asleep on the phone instead of coming over and being with me. He only sees me on the weekends and only at my house. If he's married, how can he FaceTime me every day?
Well, I mean, lady, that's really a question you need to answer yourself. If he's married, how can he FaceTime me every day? So, see, listen to me. Your problem is not that he's FaceTiming you instead of being over there. That's not what you're... And stop making this about that. You want to figure out if your boyfriend is married or not.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you get to figuring that part?
What should she do?
I'm coming over your house.
Since he won't come over hers.
Yeah. I'm coming over your house. We're not doing this no more to it. Next time we do it, if we ever do it again, it'll be at your house.
Okay.
Nah. That's all.
That's simple. Yeah, very simple, but effective. All right. Say hello.
Now, if you do go over his house, but y'all had to do it outside in the car, it's a good chance he married.
It's what? In the driveway?
It's a good chance he married. Well, we here at the house now.
She can't get her foot in the door.
Gosh, you keep trying to go inside. Girl, we at my house.
That's what you wanted, isn't it? Oh, wow. All right, CLO. Last one. This is the last one. This is from Oscar in Valley Ranch. Oscar writes, my fiance has stopped having sex since we got engaged. She said she's saving herself for our wedding night. Maybe you can talk some sense into her because she can't do me like that. I don't like games. Why is she doing this to me?
Well, it's not a game. She really wants to prepare herself for the wedding night so that night will be special. Y'all will have missed each other. That's the logic behind it. But I don't understand why you think we need to talk some sense into her. That's the part that's throwing me.
Man,
I'm not in it like that. I don't care what she do technically. No, I don't care what she do. I don't care if she cut you off permanently. I don't care if your fiance decided to go down to the nun college. I don't.
He needs help.
No, it's not going to be for you.
No man can change that. Once a lady wants that for her wedding, there's no man that can change it.
I can't. I got nothing for you.
But he's really mad, though.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to break up with her or just move the wedding date up?
Tomorrow.
Hey, baby, look, I love you so much. Let's get on down to this courthouse and do this thing Friday.
Yeah, he's pretty engaged. Upset.
He's talking about engaged. Wait till you say I do and watch that. Wait till after. You think you ain't getting none now.
All these rations, like we on a mission in Afghanistan or something. What is all this about?
How is that?
I'm
for a rude awakening.
All this happened. I'm trying to initiate it. I had came and I had my clothes off. She said, put your clothes on. We got to go eat. You ain't see me? I wasn't sexy at all.
She ignored you. She said,
just put your clothes on. I'm hungry.
What?
You laying up there, got your junior drawers on.
Got that new mustache and everything. Nothing. All
you're
right,
gonna get
thank
cold
you,
and blow that sickle cell right on up, boy. What's wrong with you?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.